Pearl's new location opening up. Where? On the North Pole. That's right, kids. Tell your mom and dad. We're going to be serving Santa's steak these Christmas.
North Pole, huh?
Our brand new. It's a fun thing for the kids, Phil.
Ted Bell joins us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, owner and operator of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and one of the prominent businessmen in the Los Angeles area. You at work right now?
Actually, Phil, I'm getting the car. I'm just picking my car up right now. We had a pretty tough week, as you can imagine, with the fires 2 weeks ago, and we've been more concerned about our friends and neighbors in the restaurant business. But I got to tell you something: business we still do, and what certainly you and I were talking about, the problem that people have with me or any other successful businessman being on his cell phone in his car, is it's getting out of hand. I'm going to use my cell phone any way I want to use my cell phone. And I'm not going to be pressured into not doing business. I think that it's my right. And that guy that drove up to me yesterday, I mentioned to you, who made the obscene gesture.
You were going a little slow, weren't you?
I might have been. I don't know. I was on Santa Monica Boulevard. But he comes around the side of me, and he does that with his hand, you know, that playing with yourself thing. And I just looked at him, and I continued on the phone. I am more comfortable using my cell phone, using my hand, with one hand on the phone and one hand on the wheel.
All right. The problem that people have with cell phone use in cars is that they...
Well, I know what the problem is. It's safety.
Yeah, well, they say it's a safety issue. If you only have one hand on the wheel, it can't be as safe, right?
Phil, I am a... First of all, I'm Ted Bell. I've lived and driven in this city for all of my 40 years. I can handle it. I'm not going to use a headset. I'm not going to use one of those headsets where you can put both hands so that no one can see the phone and you'll look a little... First of all, people have a little bit, people in business have more respect for a guy who is driving down the street with one hand on the wheel. He's leaning into the driver's door with the other hand on his phone. He is talking and doing business. I see someone like that. Most people see someone like that. We see someone that we respect because that guy is getting business done. I use one hand on the cell phone and the other hand on the wheel, and if they think it's not safe, I don't know what to tell you. I feel more comfortable conducting business that way.
All right, well, what kind of an obscene gesture did this guy give you? It wasn't the finger?
No, he made a hand motion like I was playing with myself. And
what were you doing?
I don't know. I might have been driving too slow, but I can tell you this much. As soon as he did that, now he's got to deal with Ted Bell. And so I Dutch braked him a little bit, I'll tell you what, it backed him way off of me. He knew that he'd made me angry. He knew that he had made me angry. And when I Dutch braked him, which is...
What is that?
That's like a German brake.
So you pumped your brakes to get him off your tail?
That's right. He got scared, as people will usually do, and he backed way off.
So in other words, you're acting like a jackass in traffic, driving slow...
No, Phil, hold on for a minute.
No, you're driving slow, using one hand on the wheel and one hand on the cell phone, and you German brake the guy if he got too close to you, the guy who had given you the play-with-yourself thing.
Well, it really isn't that simple. He insults me with the play-with-yourself move because I was on my cell phone. I'm Ted Bell. If I'm seen drinking around town and I'm not on my cell phone, if I'm seen eating around town, I'm not on my cell phone. If I'm with my wife at a performance... If I'm in a movie theater, people think my business is slipping. I'm Ted Bell. I'm not going to go look like a telemarketer wearing a headset while I'm driving. I'm going to tell you a story, Phil.
All right, hold on. I'm going to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686. So you drive using one hand on the cell phone.
That is correct, yeah.
Even if it's unsafe.
It's not unsafe.
Because?
Because, look, I'm Ted Bell. I do business. I do business safely. The only thing that's unsafe is anybody that wants to flip me off or give me a hard time. Then it's unsafe for them.
Well, I don't think German braking somebody is a smart thing.
Thank you for your opinion. I disagree.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. People who are driving in traffic with one hand on the cell phone and the other on the wheel of the car, they got one hand basically in control of the car as opposed to both. And as you know, police are not in favor of cell phone use. They're using the headset. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, you put the plug into the...
I know exactly what you do with it, Phil.
Well, so that I can explain to my audience. You put the plug into the phone, you put the earpiece in, and you can drive with both hands.
Let me tell you a story as to why I will never use a headset, even if they want to put me in jail for driving with one hand on the wheel. I watched my mother... in her early 40s, be put into an ambulance where she was transported to the Camarillo State Hospital. a mental hospital for schizophrenia. She used to go out into our street and talk to imaginary people, waving her hands. And, you know, if you see the same behavior today. And the funny thing is, it's being exhibited by people using cell phone headsets. It looks like they're talking to imaginary people. I told myself that I would never allow myself to look, like a retard and look like I'm talking to imaginary people. When you use a headset on a cell phone, you look like one of these retards that's talking to himself.
Well, hold on. Please don't use the word retard.
Well, what word do you want me to use?
Well, these are psychotic people. They're hearing...
All right, they're psychotic, and they're talking to imaginary people that aren't there. Okay, Phil?
Well, why are you yelling?
Because I'm angry at the fact you're making this about me. I only use... I use one hand on the cell phone, one hand on the wheel. If you don't like it, that's your problem. I'm not going to be walking around looking like I'm talking to myself, like I'm one of these retarded. You don't want me to say that, but psychotic people. People use headsets and hands-free phones for social, stupid, senseless conversation. I make incredibly important business decisions, so I hold my phone to my ear. And as long as I live, no one will make the mistake of thinking that I'm like Crazy Linda Bell. And that was my mother, Crazy Linda Bell. Oh, boy.
Well, that's an emotional thing, and I understand, but the...
You better believe it is.
You're not crazy, Ted. I know you're not crazy.
Well, nobody's going to make the mistake of thinking I'm crazy talking to myself. I look at a guy at a supermarket, all of a sudden he's going, yeah, I heard a guy the other day, I was over at Gelson's over here in Beverly Hills, and I was picking up some steaks, and I heard the guy say... So do you want me to get hand lotion, too? And I don't see anybody there. He's not holding on. I realize he's on a headset phone. To me, that is suspiciously stupid looking. And
look, it's just the looks of things. That's all. Right?
It looks retarded, Phil. And I happen to be... I'm Ted Bell, doing a prominent amount of business in a very important area of town in Beverly Hills, California. I need to be able to conduct business. But more importantly, and I think this is the message that I think everyone needs to get, if you're going to flip me off, or if you're going to make a gesture to me in traffic, I will German break you. And I can guarantee that scares everybody.
Well, that guy that did the whole flip off of you the other day, you backed him way off of your car, huh?
I German braked this guy and got him the hell away from me, exactly.
All right, Ted Bell is with us. He doesn't believe in using hands-free headsets. He wants to use that cell phone the way he wants to use it. You know it's unsafe. You know that people could get hurt. You know that anybody that uses a cell phone and doesn't use a headset or is using both one hand on the phone, it's a dangerous thing. People have been killed, and yet you insist.
I'm not going to use... I'll do what... Phil, I'm not using a headset. I'm not going to look like a retard like these women I see in the supermarket.
And I've asked you not to use the word retard.
I mean, I'm not going to act like... I can handle it. Okay? I'm not going to walk around looking like my crazy mother who is talking to herself and embarrassing all of us. We had to put her in a straitjacket, and that's the honest-to-God truth, and I feel bad about it, and I love her to this day. She's long since passed on. But I can tell you...
Ted, I understand the trauma as a child, but just because your mother talked to herself and talked to imaginary people doesn't mean anybody's going to think you're crazy because you're using a headset on your cell phone.
I'm not going to look like a crazy person, okay? No one's going to think I'm Linda Bell. I'm Ted Bell. And I have spent 40 years trying to live down the insanity of my family.
Even if it means getting into an automobile accident.
Even if it means getting into an automobile accident. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Even if it means that automobile accident could kill someone's child.
You know, Phil, you play a dirty game. And
even if it means by using one hand on a cell phone and one hand on the wheel, you kill someone's child.
Okay, you're forcing me to make a decision?
Yes.
Yes, even if it means that. Yes. Yes.
And so you'd kill a kid?
It hasn't happened yet, Phil, so quit fantasizing, all right?
Well, all right, now we know where you're coming from. 1-800-449-8686. Using a handset, using the headset on a cell phone is ridiculous, according to Ted Bell. You look like an idiot. You might as well have one hand on the phone, even if it makes driving a little bit unsafe. Because he's a businessman, he has to look like he's in control, and he can't look stupid. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The number of people out there.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is the owner of Ted's at Beverly Hills. We're talking about cell phone use. And you're telling me that too many people have cell phones, right?
Absolutely.
Why should you, for instance, Ted Bell, be allowed to have a phone and other people shouldn't?
Well, number one, I'm not saying that other people. I'm saying that there are a lot of people out there that own cell phones and use them to look important or to look like they're doing business. They make unnecessary. 90% of phone calls that are made on cell phones are made for personal reasons. And those are unnecessary calls.
When you say unnecessary, what do you mean? Are you talking about...
I'm not talking about safety. I'm just talking about people talking to each other. I'm a businessman, though, and I do need to use a cell phone. And when I use my cell phone, I'm using it for business that affects many hundreds of employees and many millions of dollars. So if I've got one hand on the phone, and if it isn't exactly the safest kind of driving, I think that's stuff that people are going to have to put up with. I'm not changing.
I said to you, Ted, before we went to the break, that the one hand on the wheel could endanger the lives of people.
And that's the chance they take. I am doing business. I am employing people. I am making money. I am creating a tax base. I am giving money to the government of those taxes. I am creating jobs. That's the chance that people take. And I can assure you, Phil, I'm a good driver. I'm not going to kill anybody.
If the law says, and I don't know what the law in California actually says. I don't know if it says you have to have both hands on the wheel or you can have one hand on a cell phone. But studies have shown that one hand on a cell phone and one hand on a wheel is unsafe. Why can't you use that headset?
I'm not using any headset, and those are my reasons. I told you, I come from a family. I think you look stupid when you use a headset. I think people... Let's take the average housewife who's talking to her girlfriend. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. She's in the supermarket. She's talking to a girlfriend, and she's got a headset. First of all, she looks like she's retarded or has schizophrenia because she's talking to nobody. Second of all, she's talking to a girlfriend about nothing. So she looks like an idiot talking about stupid things. That person there, I'm afraid of, much more than Ted Bell. I can guarantee most of the people listening to you and your audience who are driving have absolutely no business reason for using that phone.
But you do.
Absolutely, yeah.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell and other businessmen using cell phones don't put any restrictions on their phone usage because they're doing it for business purposes, even if it may kill your kid. Unreal, Ted.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's the way I read it. Here is Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
All right. Hey, I'm a truck driver out of Kansas, and I drive cross country across a lot of miles. And I watch people every day that don't use a headset. And if they drop that phone or something, and then they go to grab for it, and they end up getting they almost cause a wreck.
I've heard all of that. Yeah, I've heard all of it. So your point's what?
Mom's sickness did rub off on you. You know, you're crazy wanting to kill
I don't want to kill kids on. Okay, but first of all, I employ people, Bob. I'm not working for somebody like you. I employ people. So if I'm not allowed to do business, a lot of people lose their jobs.
I own my own truck, and I've got five other trucks with five other drivers.
You're a truck driver, correct?
Yep.
Okay, how many times on that cell phone are you doing that whole, and I don't know, what is that, rubber ducky, and, the, you know, do you guys do that stupid stuff still?
What's that?
You know, I got a Smokey and all of that nonsense.
Talking on a CB, yes, sir, we do use them.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Phil. They're screwing around out there.
We don't screw around. Most people out here, when they're driving truck, use a CB to inform each other of accidents and all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh,
or people
come
use
on.
Cell
you guys are out,
the
you're out there doing that rubber ducky. Well, you got CB is, you got one hand on a microphone, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so what are you talking about? Rubber ducky this, Smokey that.
All right, the guy said they're trying...
I heard what he said, Phil, and I respect our truck drivers. God, I couldn't be in business if it wasn't for our great truck drivers. But the fact of the matter is, that guy wouldn't have anything to deliver if it wasn't for my restaurant. And they tell each other where the nicest piece of ass is 10 miles down the road, all of that stuff. I'm doing business. I'm not telling people where a great piece of ass at a truck stop is. I'm not talking about people at...
All right, I heard what you're saying. You don't need to offend this man's business. Thank you, Bob, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is with us. from Ted's of Beverly Hills, the steakhouse. Some guy flipped you off or whatever.
No, he did the play with yourself thing.
Okay, he did a play with yourself motion, and that made you angry because you were on a cell phone that you admittedly say you could endanger somebody's life driving around with one hand on the phone. You don't want to use a headset because you don't want to look like your schizophrenic mother.
That's exactly correct. And unless you've had a mother, take it away to a mental hospital. Don't start making fun of me.
Here is Melissa on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Melissa, go ahead.
My point is this. I'm on a cell phone. I'm using a headset. I have an advanced degree. I'm not an idiot. However, people who don't care about other people and their safety in general, it doesn't matter if you make billions of dollars. You're the idiot. Well, you're hurting other people.
Just because you want to look like a NASA, you know, one of those moon guys.
I don't care
guys.
What it looks like.
That's what you want to look like, though, don't you?
No, that's...
But see what I'm saying? Melissa, if you've got an advanced degree, maybe you can figure out how to buy a phone people can hear you on. What did you just say?
Sorry, you were cutting out.
Yeah, see? She's cutting out.
That's not her fault.
No, you were cutting out. I hear myself just fine.
Oh, I'm sure you hear. I'm sure you talk to yourself, too. But,
wait, well,
all right, hold on.
I don't talk to idiots either. I just wanted to make my point. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you have a nice day, too, and I hope that you can go home and look at yourself in the mirror and go, ooh, I look like the Time Life girl.
No, wait a second, man. Nobody is using those kinds of headsets. First of all, the headset I'm talking about is the one that hangs straight down.
Well, that's the one I would prefer. Because, you know, but those guys with the one that goes in front of the mouth and they think that they're fantasizing that they're taking orders at McDonald's. You know, they're doing the things.
Wait. Are we talking about safety?
For the most part, we are talking about safety. But I'm here to tell you, Phil, I use this headset. I do not use a headset. I use one hand on the phone, one hand on the wheel, because I've got to do business in a manner that I think makes me look efficient, that people will respect. And that doesn't make me look like my insane mother who is put away for talking to herself out in the street. Now, you want me to get a headset, the kind that makes me look like Bill Parcells on the sideline, like I'm calling, you know, X40Z split back? Is that it?
Well, whatever it takes. I mean, so that, look, why not wear a headset like that?
Because I don't want to look like I'm taking orders at McDonald's, and I don't want to look like I'm talking to myself like Linda Bell. Now, what I'm saying is...
All right, Ted, but your message is very clear.
Can I say what my message is?
No, I know it. Your message is clear. You're Ted Bell, and if it means that the safety of your family, the safety of a pedestrian child or a pedestrian grandmother is put at risk, that's just the way it's going to have to be, because you're not going to wear a headset and look like a guy that takes orders at McDonald's. God.
You see, you laugh, Phil. You're the one that doesn't take it seriously.
No, I'm taking it seriously. You don't want to wear a headset because you don't want to look like you're talking to yourself like your crazy mother that you work at McDonald's. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, he's going to drive around with one hand on his cell phone and one hand on the wheel, even if it jeopardizes the lives of your family, because he doesn't want to look like a retard. This is The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's prodigal son. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Back here on The Phil Henry Show, talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about the use of cell phones in cars. You're a businessman. You're out in traffic right now, Ted. Isn't that correct?
That is correct, Phil, yes.
And you're on your cell phone, which means that you are driving with one hand on the phone and one hand on the wheel. And all we're trying to say is, why not use the headset?
Look, let me put it to you. My daughter bought one of those. And by the way, where's the commercial? Because
I'm sorry. Let me. I totally.
No, that's fine.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Aren't you going to say anything?
I don't have any copy.
Well, then why should I do the commercial?
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Why? Because I'm paying for it.
I understand.
Right.
All right. So anyway, what do you want to... You're starting to get up in my face a little bit?
Well, I'm saying to you, Phil, understand. My daughter bought one of those headsets without my knowledge. I saw her in the backyard blabbing away to what looked like a tree. I didn't know what she was doing. It looked like she was talking to her. And I said, how dare you mimic your crazy grandmother, Linda? And I grounded her. And my mother would talk to a swing set for hours. My mother would go out and talk to the car. She would talk to a dog. She's going to have... My daughter will miss that field trip to Washington. I don't give a damn making fun of her, you know.
She's not making fun of the grandmother. You know she was on a headset.
It doesn't matter. I don't want her on the thing.
1-800-449-8686. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got one question for you.
I can't hear you, man. I can't hear you. Turn him up, will you? Go ahead.
Why don't you just pull over and...
You know, you got a lousy phone, Chris.
Yeah, because I bought it from your restaurant, you sick kid.
Well, you know something? When you go out and buy yourself a phone, try to get it for a little bit more than $10.99. Okay, you cheap bastard?
All right. Here is Adam. Adam, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. I just want to say that, like, headsets improve. Like they do add to safety reasons, but if you want to get to extreme, radios, even your radio, you take your eyes off the road to change the dial, anything like that.
What are you
talking
about?
Kill people.
My name's Ted Bell. I do business, all right? I'm not... are you still in school?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, you'll know a little bit more about business. But when you're in school, you know, just keep your nose to the grindstone, kid.
Is your business more important than the life of a person? It's pretty sad when you can put a price on someone's life.
That's the point I'm trying to make, Ted.
Yeah, I know that's the point you're trying to make. Look, here's the thing. Yes, I'm going to have to risk the lives of a few people, but I'd rather do that than look like a retard. My radio dials are on my steering wheel, okay? Don't you know the new modern cars? You can push.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do.
Well, I mean,
nice going, Einstein.
What do you got to insult the kid for?
Because he's in over his head.
In over my head?
You're in over your head. Look, pal, I can handle this situation.
I feel real sorry for the guy who's crossing the road while you're yakking away at your cell phone.
Hey, you go ahead
and he gets hit.
Look, and I tell you what, you go ahead and get dizzy looking at the pretty numbers on the radio. I'm Ted Bell.
Oh, well.
Wow,
Ted Bell, huh?
Mr. Important Businessman is too good.
Oh, what are you, one of those Andy's dudes?
Lives at risk.
Gotta watch your language, my brother. He just came out with the F-bomb.
Yeah, there you go. That's the kind of slob I'm talking about right there. You think I'm going to wear a headset, look like some babbling Lizzie Borden, because Citizen X over there, who's missing a chromosome, doesn't like it? Please. You know what?
But when you say you're going to endanger lives because you don't want to look like a retard, that's what gets people upset.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again. You wear a headset on your cell phone, you look like you want to, you know, you're one of these guys that wants to become Captain Video. Excuse me.
Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, sir.
Yeah, to this guy, who he is on the other end,
people
wear headphones. I think it's great because they think that they're going to make a difference by making the road safer,
right,
without avoiding an accident. To him, he thinks they look stupid, but people who wear them don't care what people think.
Did
people see them? They're
different. Well, you look like you want to work at McDonald's. Have you ever seen those people who work at McDonald's?
Yeah.
You want to look like that?
It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, come on. I can't believe it doesn't matter to you that you're going to look like a cat that sits there taking the orders at Checkers drive-thru.
I'm not the person who cares what people think. If I have a headset and I'm driving, I'm paying attention to what I'm doing.
You know what,
I'm not going to endanger anybody.
Well, Mike, I got to tell you something. I was watching the television with my daughter. She's 15. And the other night, one of these...
I thought she was grounded.
Yeah, she sure as hell is grounded.
Well, you get her TV privileges? That's not grounded.
Hey, look, kid, just listen to me.
Oh.
So, I'm watching
whatever
this,
there,
and
buddy.
Guess who came on?
I think you should begin
straight Mike,
jacket on there.
Britney Spears
like
comes on.
Help.
So you want to look
people
like...
People who wear headphones are stupid.
Hey, well, you want to look like Britney Spears? Go ahead. Because she wears a headset, too. You
She's popular.
Why don't you put on a mini skirt and wiggle around there, Mike, for all the boys?
What is it with you, man? You got to insult people, and you got to...
Yeah, because nobody understands.
He has stupid.
I've got to look like Linda
Bell. I can see why his mother gets it.
You think my mother's crazy?
Hey, the shoe fits.
If you're calling my mother crazy... Oh, man.
Why are you telling everybody that she's retarded? What's the difference?
When you wear a headset, you might as well wear a styrofoam helmet and dribble and drool into a bib.
Hey, it's better than you're causing an accident killing somebody.
What?
It's better than going in an accident and killing somebody.
You know
something? Like, you're an accident waiting to happen.
What was that?
What was what?
That's a siren, right?
It's a, let me look and see.
Puppy's coming for you.
No, it's an ambulance trying to get through. What I'm trying to say to you...
Well, pull it over, then.
I'm sorry?
Pull it over.
I'm on the phone. Where's this puppy?
You think so you're pointing the ambulance.
Wait a minute. Are you impeding an ambulance right now?
I'm on the phone. Wait, hey, are you still there, Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
You know what? Your mother wears army boots. What do you think of that?
Jesus. Let the ambulance through.
No, I don't feel like it.
All right, Mike. Where do you live? You live... No, wait. You have a cell phone. You were with a headset. Will you pull over for that ambulance?
No.
Guy's an idiot.
He's a moron.
I dropped the phone and pull over.
Well, that's because you're a normal human being. He's a fruitcake. All right, 1-8, thank you very much, Mike.
All right, no problem.
Get hang the phone up on him. 1-800-449-86.
Hey, Mike, you know something? You'll be a lot happier when your gonads drop.
Well...
All right, thank you very much, thank you very much, Ted, for call. Will you get him out of here? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
From high atop the Las Vegas Strip, getting hula dance lessons, this is Joe Dickhead with the Professor and the NFL Pats!
That's right. For the next several minutes, we'll be giving you our NFL picks, as well as getting hula dancing lessons, because we've got to do something, anything, to try to differentiate our betting service from others. So we do interesting things. We smoke marijuana, get hula lessons, dress and drag, all kind of things.
And we also have alongside with us here is Kumu Hula, our hula teacher, and he teaches us kahiko, which is the traditional hula lesson, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever.
All right, I'll give the pick, and then you give us one of the steps.
Okay, the first thing, you got to get the music right, okay?
All right, go ahead and hit the music.
Yeah, there you go. See how my ass moves? There you go. There you go. See how my ass is moving?
I'm not looking at your ass, if you don't mind.
Move your ass.
Anyway, I said to move your ass. All right, I'm moving my ass. I'm Joe Dickhead. Now, here are our picks. Arizona, Cleveland. We like Cleveland. That football game. That game is at Cleveland. We like Cleveland. Forget Arizona. They suck.
Okay, you too, big guy.
Move your ass.
I'm moving my ass as fast as I can. Baltimore at Miami. We like Miami in that football game. The Ravens blow.
What do you like in the Giant game? Come on, move your ass. What do you like in the Giant game? Move your ass.
What are you, some kind of a Chinaman trying to... Chinese, I'm Hawaiian.
I like Philadelphia with the Giants there in Philadelphia.
This is the professor getting a hula lesson. Whose idea was this anyway?
I think it was yours.
Oh, it wasn't mine. Washington and Carolina. I think it's Washington in that football game.
You're looking real sexy, man. Let me see what's under that. That's good.
Get your hands off my ass.
San Diego and Denver game. We like Denver. Green Bay and Tampa Bay. Green Bay all the way.
Can I take a break?
No, you can't take. Okay, kill it, kill it, kill the music, kill it. Pretty good. You look pretty good. You need a drink of water?
You need something?
I'd like some water, Sam.
Not till you finish the picks.
Oh, come on. Finish the picks.
All right, Monday night is going to be the San Francisco Giants over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Atlanta at New Orleans. Joe, what do you think?
What? About what?
What do you think of tonight, Atlanta-New Orleans games?
Come on, dance.
I don't want to dance. I like Atlanta.
Okay, you can sit down. Houston at Buffalo. We like the Houston, whatever they're called. Is it the Oilers or the Texans? It's
the Cowboys.
All right. We also like the Kansas City Chiefs at the Cincinnati Bengals. We like the Cincinnati Chiefs.
I have the St. Louis Rams and Chicago Bears. St. Louis all the way. New York will beat the Indianapolis. Oh, he picked New York. The Indianapolis Colts. Detroit over Seattle and Oakland over Minnesota. Enough of these hula lessons, huh? Get moving! Oh, no, no, please don't. This is Joe Dickhead.
I'm the professor.
They're making us take hula lessons. Please help.
There it is, Joe Dickhead and the professor with their NFL picks. Boy, they're getting weirder each week. They're getting more far out, more strange each week. Who do they like this week? Oakland over Minnesota and Detroit over Seattle. I think those guys are, I think what they're doing now is they're just saying anything and doing anything to see if anybody will call their big hotline. You know, I was listening the other day to some guys doing a betting show on one of these sports stations. Sounded pretty good. The guy's talking about how it's all an investment and everything. I was thinking I was going to call up and give him 10 G's off the credit card right away. He says, all we need is $10,000. That's right, just $10,000. This is an investment. They're not betting. We wouldn't ask you to do anything so low as betting. It's an investment. Sure. You guys can't answer the question that's been asked for ages. And as long as you can't credibly answer this question, nobody's ever going to really take you guys seriously. And the question is simply this. If you know so much, why don't you just apply all that knowledge to your own bets and forget about making a bookmaking service? Or not a bookmaking service, whatever the hell you guys do, that, football betting service of some kind. See, they can't answer it. And these guys tried to. A lot of people come up to me, Joey. There were three of them. And they say, how come if you guys are so bright, why don't you just do it yourself? Well, what we do is we take the information that we have and we give it to everybody else. That way we make even more money. Oh, baloney. You make even more money. Look, even if you get a, like how many guys are going to call up with a credit card and give 10 G's to your stupid little service on any given day? I mean, you're lucky if you get five or six, I think. Five or six tops. All right, that's 60 grand. Well, you can make that kind of cabbage one weekend betting NFL games if you're such a freaking brain surgeon like you guys claim to be. You can make more than that. You guys don't know anything, man. Your job is conning people into thinking you know something. Just we'll give you our free game. We'll give you our free game. It's a lock. I wonder how many of those lock games really are a lock. So they can, as long as you can't answer that question, you guys are always going to be a joke. I mean, God bless you, you need to make a living and all of that stuff, but it's a joke, man. All the cats, everybody knows you're kind of a goofy joke anyway. These dudes that are betting, these guys have got the serious bookmakers that they see. And this guy even had a good point. He said, well, there's the true line, there's the bookmaker line, there's all this stuff, and we try to give you the true line. And yeah, I understand all that, but why do I need you? You need me more than I need you. So as long as you can't answer the question, why you have to, if you know so much, why you need to have a business of disseminating this information, it's always going to be a little suspect. All right, coming up on the Phil Hendry Show, we've got Chris Norton on his job as a telemarketer. As you know, Chris is 28 and very, quote, sassy, end quote. He'll be with us. We also have, of course, a CD signing coming up. We're going to be rolling out our Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2003 Best of CD. It's called The Death of Talk Radio. It is available now on our website. If you don't want to come out to the CD signing, that's cool. Remember, all the money, though, goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood. And if you come out to our signing, we'll autograph it for you. And some people seem to think that's kind of fun. You can also come and say hello. We always like to meet people. And we'll be at Yankee Doodles. That's in Woodland Hills, and that's on Saturday, November 22nd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're at 21870 Victory Boulevard. You get off of the 101 freeway at Topanga Canyon, and you head north. So if you're going north on the 101, that's a right-hand turn. If you're going south on the 101, that's a left-hand. And you go north of the freeway, and you go to Victory Boulevard. And I think they're kind of almost in that mall there at the corner. What's the name of that mall? The Westerfield Mall, or the West Hills Mall, or the West... Anyway, it's at 21870 Victory Boulevard. We'll be there on Saturday from 11 until 1 on the 22nd of November, and we hope to see you there. All the bread we raise is for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Little things in the news. Kelly Clarkson, this kid is going to be in a, she was the one that won the American Idol contest. She's going to be now in a international competition called World Idol, okay? And World Idol is going to feature the Canadian Idol and the Finnish Idol and the Laplander Idol and all of these other idols, and they're going to compete. In other words, since winning the American Idol contest, Kelly Clarkson has no career. You know? Well, I mean, what are you doing, baby? You're going all over the country doing these American Idol contests. Just get out of here with that. What about Ruben Studdard, by the way? He won, didn't he? What's the matter? He too fat and black for you guys over at Fox? You know, the demographics on that show must be so freaking young. Nobody over the age of 15 could possibly care about that show other than me. Although Kelly Clarkson, we will say this, and go ahead and let's break out the champagne and the cigars. Today, Kelly Clarkson was on the Sharon Osbourne show. All right, and by the way, Kelly, congratulations on winning the blue ribbon there at the Minnesota State Fair with your prize lamb. I mean, what are you doing, honey? I told you, it's just a game show. It's a game show. It's nothing more than just a goofball game show. Just a thought for the why. By the way, for Pamela Anderson, we had this. We're thinking, Pamela. We know that your career is just sort of like going nowhere. Have you thought of porn? Seriously, have you thought of becoming a serious porn actress? Nobody in that industry cares that you got hepatitis. You could stand to make a lot of money, and you could sustain yourself a little bit more than kind of hanging on the fringes of show business right now, infected with a deadly disease and hanging out with scumbags and white trash. This way, at least, you'd kind of be in the wheelhouse there. You'd be a queen in that world. Am I right or am I wrong about that, Chris? Pamela Anderson would be the queen of the porn world. Right now, she's hanging out on the shadowy fringes, and you'd be the goddess. Right now, you're hanging out on the shadowy, shadowy edges of show business, just sort of infected and lonesome. It's, come on, baby, do something. Make a move. Bust a move, Pamela. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.